Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Podcast. This is episode 19 of the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Tissus Heredia. Tonight, we will be talking about episode 18, season 1, titled World's Finest. And you know why, right? Yes, Barry Allen shows up on Supergirl's world. Although we don't know what Supergirl's world is, definitely not Earth 2, because that's where Barry wants to go. And I'm sure in his little testing phase of time jumping, he kind of peeked in to Supergirl's world. And it's kind of interesting how he's the one that actually saves Supergirl at the very beginning. Very cool stuff. Very great intro to the DCU as it's expanding more and more on other channels. This is great that the CW and CBS is able to get together and say, why not? Let's do a mashup between these two awesome characters on different channels. So hopefully we get to see Supergirl on CW anytime soon. The one thing I was a little disappointed with the episode is they didn't explain Barry why he was time traveling. Of course, we know from the other episodes, but it was never explained even in the other episode. There wasn't like a tie-in, kind of like or maybe we'll find out later. Maybe we'll see Barry running with that metal thing on his chest, because we haven't seen him do that recently on the show. All right, we're live right now. Call in at 929-477-2786. We're live for the next 30 minutes, so call in. We have a new caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida, that was such an awesome team up. Wow. Oh, my God.
Wasn't that a great episode?
I was geeking out. When I was watching it, I was geeking out all over the place. When Flash saves Supergirl, that was awesome, Jesus. When he goes,
yep.
I'm the Flash. You haven't heard of
right.
Zoom,
the
Atom, Green Arrow, Firestorm, Zoom.
No one.
He goes, I am the Flash. She goes, I'm Supergirl. He goes, who? And I go,
exactly.
He goes, okay, what the hell is going on this Earth? And it was so good. Are we going to do episode 19 as well on this podcast?
Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow.
Or is that going to be for next?
Oh,
okay.
We're doing a catch-up.
But, yeah, great crossover.
Tomorrow.
I heard they're going to do next year. And then that's going to continue over on The Flash.
I hope that works out.
But then I heard
that was
an April Fool's joke. Because
that
much like
fun.
Barry Allen, Kara was going to go over to Smallville. Someone makes these dumb April Fool's jokes on these things.
All right, cool. Okay, Matt, so this episode aired on March 28th, 2016. Let me read you a quick synopsis of the episode, and then we can talk about it.
Cool.
Siobhan discovers that the women in her family are cursed with the spirit of the Silver Banshee, which can only be quitted by killing whoever wronged them. Deciding to kill Kara, Siobhan frees Livewire from captivity at the DEO and suggests that they team up. Siobhan now calling herself Silver Banshee And what a great costume and makeup on the Silver Banshee.
Yeah.
They really kept it real, right? Yeah. For comic books, that was really good.
Smallville version. They did way better than the crappy Smallville version, I tell you.
Well, I'm sure CBS, to be fair, I'm sure CBS has a more bigger budget than CW.
Yeah,
so they have more money to play around
with. They did a lot better.
All right, and Livewire kidnapped Cat and wreck havoc in National City Park with the help of The Flash, a superhero from
that
the alternate universe. See Arrowverse. Kara is able to subdue them and win back National City's trust. Later on, Kara discovers everyone in National City has fallen under mind control, revealed by Non to be the Myriad effect. So there you go. All right, so this episode, Matt, give us your favorite high points and tell us why.
I love the opening scene because that was just so cool when first she was throughout the window and then Barry comes in. You hear the epic Flash theme, Flash saving her, and then Barry saying, "I'm the Flash."
Yeah.
And then she goes, "I'm Supergirl." And then he goes, "What? See the girl flying?" And then Barry's go, "What the hell?" And then he's explaining Green Arrow, Firestorm, have you heard of? Have you heard of the Atom? He goes,
"Never heard of them." Yeah. So does that mean there's no Justice League in her Earth? Remember how before we were thinking that Superman and Martian Manhunter had already formed the Justice League?
Yeah. So probably not.
I guess there is
in this world. In this world, probably there isn't. But maybe in his world, down the road, there is going to be.
Because
love to see.
It looks like it's already forming on his Earth.
Yeah, because I would love to see Green Arrow, like Kara, go over to his Earth in season 2 in a crossover.
I wonder when that crossover is going to happen.
Me and my friend John would love to see that. He keeps telling me.
Okay, Matt, what else were your favorite moments from this episode?
I did like the team up between Livewire and Silver Banshee. And then when Kara did sacrifice himself in front of the helicopter, and she did earn the people's trust back. Oh, and the ending.
Yeah, that was great.
When,
that was a great moment.
Barry and Kara used their speeds to open the portal back to Barry's Earth. That was awesome. And
when she like throws him in.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then the ending was crazy. Kara finally gets to make out with Jimmy, and at the end there was mind control.
Happened.
Yeah, but
like
that episode and that was awesome. But great crossover.
Yeah.
Finally they did it.
All right,
with
great.
Tom.
Thank you for sharing your moments, Matt. Let me give you mine. Mine of course was exactly like yours, pretty much all of Barry Allen with the crossover, as you said, awesome episode, awesome crossover and great way of doing it. Who would have thought that the Flash and Supergirl would share the same screen? Now, of course, with time travel and multiverses, that's possible. And how cool that even if it's only the Flash that's able to go to these different multiverses, do you think the next stop for Barry Allen is Gotham?
Probably so. I think that'd be crazy.
Wouldn't that be fun?
He
goes all the way around the whole DCU.
Yes, that would be so freaking cool, especially
with
that tachyon device, that evil well.
Let's keep that, good vibes out there. Another moment was when Kat was talking to her crew along with Barry in her office, and she says, "Well, what is this? This looks like a CW casting lineup or something like
part.
That.
I was geeking out all over the place.
That part was funny. Yeah.
I mean, I was clapping. I was like going nuts. Like when these are so big crossover shows, you just can't stop yelling at the TV. Like in these big episodes, it's just hard not to geek out.
And one thing
like,
I had about
the
other gripe that I have about this episode is that we've already been introduced to really great villains from Supergirl's past already. Do you think Livewire and Silver Banshee were pretty up to par to battle the duel?
Yeah.
The dynamic
pretty
duel?
Pretty much. Well, I didn't think Silver Banshee didn't do that much, but I think Livewire, the
big... Yeah, all she does is scream, and that's pretty much like how Black Canary is.
Yeah, a lot. But speaking of that, I guess we have to wait till Arrow to talk about Black Canary.
We definitely do. Okay, and then let me keep sharing my moments. Another moment was, of course, the battle scene at the very end where they confront Livewire and Banshee. Really great scenes. And then also helping Barry go back in time, or back to a different universe by throwing him. That
was cool.
Great CGI work. Round of applause to the CGI guys, right, Matt?
Yes, they did so good there in those scenes. I mean, this show is truly awesome. It's cute and it's funny. I love Melissa and Grant Gustin's
Well, it looks
together.
Like Supergirl has now introduced the part, the energy of magic or, you know, curses to this world. Just like Arrow. Arrow has already now, with Damian Dark, you know, with the idols, there's magic there. Is there magic in The Flash yet? Have we seen any form of magic? Can you recall?
No, I don't think so.
Huh. Yeah, I can't either. It looks like Flash is the only one that hasn't introduced magic. What about Gotham? Has Gotham introduced magic yet? I don't think so.
No.
It's more like experiments and just craziness.
Just only on Arrow has introduced magic, but I think it's so cool. It sucks Arrow's on break right now. It's painful.
I know.
It's a pain that Arrow's on
okay,
break, but
and
Flash
so,
is back Tuesday.
That was my one gripe about this episode as well, is that there was sometimes too much magic or too, you know, just I get it. Banshee should have been more like a mutant or someone
a human
that, you know, was struck by something that made
her
scream.
I didn't like the way her and Wynn were dating. That was kind of wrong. I mean,
Wynn
has his own different storyline. That was off.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know why.
Livewire, remind me,
her.
Matt. Livewire, what episode was she in on Supergirl?
In the Thanksgiving episode. In the Thanksgiving episode,
yes.
She was one of Kat's.
The one right before the break, right?
Yeah, and she was a girl named Leslie on the sports cast, and she was struck by lightning when Supergirl tried to save her, and then she was obsessed on wanting to kill Kat. That
and
was
still
a
is,
great
so.
Episode.
So, yeah,
and
it was good, well done.
Yeah, I thought it was great to see Livewire back. Great villain. I'd love to see a whole bunch of new Supergirl villains in season two, not some Fort Rod.
I'm sure they're
going to
bring a whole boatload now that they know, you know, how to tackle it. Matt, let me ask you, you know, in the old podcast, I used to ask people, if you were the editor in tonight's episode and you saw something that kind of did not fit or you could trim off the fat, as we like to say here in the biz, if you were the editor, Matt, what would you go in and cut out in this episode? And tell us why. It just doesn't fit or you just didn't like it.
Trying to think here. Some parts with Jimmy Olsen, because mainly it was all
about he was a little whiny, too, because you know how he was annoying it was because he was a little jealous of Barry Allen.
Yeah, he was. And I just wanted more of the
Flash. And wasn't
that
awesome
when
Barry's like, I could get you guys some ice cream, and then boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, he got some ice cream quickly. And trying to think what else. Some parts with Kat. I did like the scene where she goes, you guys look like some characters from a CW show. And trying to think. But I think that was
the only
part.
You would cut that out?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh,
not that part. The one part where Silver Banshee goes to see her mom, her great-great-grandma or something.
Oh,
that
yeah,
part
yeah.
was weird.
That's the scene that would cut out.
I thought that was dumb. But the rest
and then
of the episode,
it's
I was
hard
happy
to
with.
See Lucy Lane in like military authority. It's like
I'm not buying Lucy Lane anymore.
No, and they try to make her like a badass, and it just doesn't.
Yeah, why bring
you know,
in Lucy Lane? So yeah, they bring
doesn't
up,
work.
They bring up
yeah.
Lois Lane. They
you know who's
Lois
the badass
Lane.
On this show? You know who's the badass
Supergirl.
On the show? Is Al? Well, Supergirl, but you know, human wise, Alex. Total bad.
Yeah. In the recent episode, damn, that ending, OMG.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
don't
wait
say,
for the
say.
Season finale. I can't believe it's
season finale
already.
I know, I can't believe
already.
It's on Monday. Season finale is
I
on Monday.
It would end in May.
So we'll be doing a
thought,
podcast on Tuesday for the Supergirl season finale. So if you're listening, please subscribe. We're on iTunes. Matt, tell them where we're at, Matt.
iTunes. Go to Twitter at Supergirl
yep.
Talk.
Yep.
Go to iTunes. Jesus Heredia. Supergirl Talk. All one word. It's fun. Call in. We're live right now. It's awesome. We're talking
we're
about Supergirl.
We're having a party
we're
here. We're having
it.
A DC party.
Lisa Benoist, if you're out there, call in right now. Hashtag it.
Yes, please.
Melissa. Hashtag.
If anybody knows Melissa,
Supergirl.
Tell her to call in.
Yeah, right.
I love it. Imagine,
love
whoa, we have a new caller here. No, just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if it was her. Yeah, I saw Joe sent me a link saying that that they're doing a big Smallville crossover in season 2 next year.
Oh, yeah, they're having, what's his name? Oh,
Tom
I think I heard about that. Yeah, yeah.
He's coming back
but
as
is
Superman.
That, that's not confirmed
in the suit.
Yet. But that's not confirmed.
Oh, but I would love to see a big crossover. Green Arrow versus Green Arrow. Chloe versus Felicity. How crazy would that be? Chloe versus Felicity. Chloe would get jealous of the Arrow Cave. And somehow
what about,
Green Arrow...
What about, what's her name, Supergirl from Smallville, meeting this Supergirl?
Yeah, well, I did read something as an April Fool's joke on how it would be Indigo being pretending to be Supergirl in the
Supergirl.
Smallville world.
Oh, that would
yeah,
have been
that'd
fun.
Be crazy.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, yeah. But actually,
that didn't work out,
Kara.
But that would have been fun, yeah.
But I think
she got pulverized.
Helen Slater, for her age, I think she looks great as
I know. All right, Matt, we have a new caller from area code 727. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk podcast. Who is this?
Hey guys, it's Ethan.
How's it going,
hey, man,
Ethan?
What's going
Welcome
on?
To the show, man. Are you a fan of Supergirl?
Actually, yeah, and I got into it kind of in a unique way. I have a 14-year-old stepdaughter that I have never really connected with. And she told me about the show. Her and her girlfriends were watching it, and they would have sleepovers and TiVo it. So I, you know, had to babysit one night. My wife was out and got a chance to check out the show. And about halfway through the show, I realized that, you know, it was a lot better than I thought it would be. I was never really a big comic book person. So every week the girls come over, I make the popcorn, little wine, and, you know, I pull my prick out and I let them look at my dong and I beat off
nice.
All of them. And,
that is great.
And
don't hang up.
Big,
don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Big tits. And,
don't hang up.
Tits, I
whatever you do, don't hang up.
Range.
Keep going. Keep going.
Sometimes I put them through in the butthole. One
do you hear this?
Shit on my cock one time.
Yeah.
It didn't really work out too well, but you know, we got through that part of it. But you know,
did you watch this week's episode?
This week
did you watch
I haven't
this
seen.
Week's
I guess episode? We TiVo it. We TiVo it. The girls will come over. They got a black friend they're going to bring this time, and that might be interesting.
Don't cross that line. Come on, go back to the other line.
Definitely. No. The black, no, I didn't say it's a guy. So, you know, maybe we'll all have a good time. You know what I mean? But the show is definitely interesting. I just hope the ratings stay strong.
Did you like the crossover between The Flash and Supergirl?
I didn't see that, but I'll tell you what I do like is Gorilla Grodd. I would like to see him fuck Supergirl in the ass. Now, that would be compelling TV. We do know who Gorilla Grodd is.
Oh, my gosh. Matt, do you hear this, Matt?
Yeah.
Keep going, bro.
Can you imagine? Let me put my perfect episode out there. Dean Cain is
lying. But try
lying
to keep it like Supergirl themed, if you can.
Dean Cain is lying dead somewhere, and the only person left is Supergirl. Now, this is my fantasy. And
wait, is he alive? Dean Cain on the show?
Dean Cain is dead, just like Batman vs. Superman. He's the guy we all know as Superman, and they all end up tanking when they put that uniform on. But so Supergirl's left, and she's getting ready to save, I don't know, people from a burning building, and she's getting ready to go in through the dark alley to get to the building that's burning, and there's Gorilla Grodd with a 19-inch hard-on. I mean, just a huge...
Oh, my gosh.
And he just takes care of business right there. And then we got to wait a couple episodes to see if she has to fucking abort this bastard, you know?
Is it two-parter?
Tell me that's not compelling writing.
That is great. I mean, it's, hey, hey, if,
awesome,
if CBS is watching, is hearing this podcast, please, do you have like a Twitter name or anywhere they could contact you?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely do. It's Abortion Pete 94, and that's my Twitter handle.
I'm writing this down.
Get that, brother. Get that. Now,
that's great.
Supergirl, you know, Supergirl. Do you think this could turn into a major motion picture? Or you think we're pretty much just? I mean, don't you think this would be better on HBO too? Maybe we could see the bush.
I don't know. Let's ask Matt. Matt, what are your thoughts on that question? That's a good question.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool to see this on HBO because this is truly a great series. I love this show. I mean, this show is more like a drama series. I mean, a cool action-packed series. I mean, I love the flying scenes, the action scenes. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, there's more action in one episode than Superman Returns.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding? I say forget about that movie. Superman Returns.
Matt, who is the main host on the program, Matt? Who is the main fellow there? What is his name, Matt?
Jesus Radia.
That's me.
Well, I'm sorry.
What's up?
What is your name?
Jesus.
What is your name?
My name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, listen, Jesus, whatever they're calling you. This fellow, Matt, is really, really skeeving me out on this program. I don't know what his deal is. I can't help but think he's got probably about 15 dead children buried in the backyard. Is there any way we can get rid of him just for making the rest of the episode? What does he do for
a
living? How many shifts can he work a week at Wendy's?
No. He's a good guy. We don't insult each other. Oh, I don't know. But let's keep it Smallville. I mean, Supergirl. You got me saying Smallville, Matt.
Jesus, when was the first time you blew a guy? I mean, let's be quite honest
here.
Oh,
wow.
When was the first time you had a man?
Let's keep it Supergirl. This is crazy.
And notice he didn't say he didn't, you know? Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, no.
Matt,
why would
changed,
I answer
Matt, I've changed my mind. Jesus, is, despite the fact that he probably has to take his shoes off every time he goes on an airplane.
You've chased Matt away. He hung up already.
You definitely
drove this show to the end. I want to thank you,
good.
Sir,
that's
for
hijacking
the show.
Listen, we don't need Matt back on this program anymore.
All right, well, hey, you're always welcome, bro. Seriously, you're always welcome. You're always welcome. So thank you. Wow, that was a great call. And, Matt, I'm so sorry if you got offended. Obviously, we got hijacked. It's been a while since that's happened, so there you go. All right, so I think this all comes to a conclusion as we wrap up this podcast of World's Finest. At the very end of this episode, that's when we see Jimmy Olsen getting hypnotized and going into the Myriad. And there you go. It's just one of those things where he falls under the curse of Non, and Supergirl is helpless to help the city of National City. So next podcast, we'll be talking about Myriad, and hopefully you could join us. And again, our live number is 929-477-2786. Please feel free to call in when we're live. If you're a new subscriber, thank you so much for subscribing. Callers like this doesn't happen that much, so again, I apologize if this is your first listening to the show. It's normally not like that crazy. But it happens, and, you know, it's all fun. I mean, no one was harmed or hurt. So, yeah, I hope you subscribe, and we'll go from there. And this now concludes our podcast of Supergirl, Episode 18, Season 1, World's Finest.